and put it close to the mic.
Put it close to the mic, see if you can hear the bubbly. Alicia Unleashed. Can you hear the bubbly? Can you hear it?
Clink. We are terrible at this.
We are. It was not very good.
You would
not
think with
good.
This kind of year, we'd be professionals at drinking.
Exactly. It is Alicia Unleashed episode 50.
Woo-wee!
We made it. We made it to 50.
We barely have made it.
How we made it to 50, I don't know.
A lot of lonely Friday nights.
Yeah. You know what? There has been.
Yeah.
There has been.
Actually, there hasn't been that many Friday nights. It's rare for us to do it on Friday, but a Saturday is a different story.
Yeah.
Saturdays and Sunday afternoons have been before football season, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, we made it to 50. Where you at, homie cats?
Yeah, exactly. Homie cats, did they make it to 20 yet?
They made it to 20.
They did, right?
They haven't made it to drinking age yet, I don't think.
Oh, so they're right there.
They're... sure.
It's been a long time, though.
It's been since September.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, now that, you know, Joey's season of not-so-busyness is coming, maybe he'll do...
Well, playoffs, man. I mean, the Steelers and the Patriots, like... They're, like, with Craig and stuff, there's a force to be reckoned with.
So I know.
Like,
you would think they would hop on.
I mean, I miss the football talk, but you and I have been doing our own football talk, so it's been great. What up?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yep.
So, are we going to call in to Sam?
So, let's talk about this.
And how sick 2016 has hijacked the Alicia Unleashed episode 50.
So, 2016, you know, we've all been dwelling about it. We've all been talking about it. Everyone's like, just shut the fuck up about it. There you go, Mr. E. that's right. I hear you being upset about the swear jar. We broke. It's Christmas! So, anyway, going back to that, we had lined up my best friend Christina and Sam and Emmett for tonight, and no joke, like about an hour ago, Sam texted me that Emmett is caught what everybody else in town has, or no. Something like that. That's probably because all these people trying to show up, look at this baby, knowing that they're sick, and not telling her, you fuckers. So Sam is at home taking care of her little booba. And we're going to call into her. Christina had something come up. She may join us mid-podcast. Who knows? But we had a definite lineup for tonight for that. So I'm going to call Sam.
So Cam's going to be a call-in with us tonight. And we did some technical work beforehand to make sure that it was sound okay. And all that jazz, so
the audio is not going to be as great as if she was here, but we're going to do our best. So let me call her right now. Oh, I've been eating the whole slice of cheese, like that massive mound of cheese. It's like crack.
It's a good goat cheese.
It is a great goat cheese.
It's an awesome goat cheese from the cave downtown.
Of course, 2016, she's not going to answer our phone now. I only told her we're going to call her in 5 minutes.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Good. Can you hear us okay?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Good.
Perfect. Can you hear me now?
So how's your little man doing?
How about now?
I can hear you now.
And how about now? That's great. So how's Emma doing?
He's good. He's going through a phase where he wants his mommy and his daddy, and he gives everybody a hard time who watches him. But
oh, see, I just blamed everybody for, like...
Go away, the poor guy.
See, I just blamed everyone for getting him sick, so, you know, there's that.
Yeah, no, I can blame his dad for that one. He gave him his cold, so.
Yay!
So we are
waiting to talk about topics until we called you, actually. So, you got your homework, right?
I got my homework. I got it right in front of me.
Okay, perfect. So, obviously, we were just talking about 2016. So, we're just going to get the bad out of the way, everyone, about 2016. All the craziness that has happened, And currently, Debbie Reynolds, yep, who is Carrie Fisher's mom, was rushed to the hospital. She had a heart attack.
They believe,
so
well,
a stroke, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's a stress MI. So what it is it's when you're so worked up and you're so stressed out, your body just gives up. And stress can actually do a lot of damage to your heart. My mother had one before she got injured. So when she gets worked up, you know, it's one of those warning signs, because the doctors did say the next time you get so worked up, maybe your last time. So, you know.
Yeah. It's awful.
You know, and it's heartbreaking, especially since, you know, 5 days ago, you know, she was in stable, or 2 days ago, she was in stable condition, and all of a sudden she died. So, you know, her mother's probably going through some things. It's very stressful. I could only imagine how stressful.
I couldn't even imagine, yeah.
If she's 60, that means Debbie Reynolds is easily in her 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah.
But she doesn't look like it. Debbie Reynolds looks amazing.
Yeah.
She kind of looks better than Carrie did.
Well, Carrie did a lot of drugs, whereas Debbie was a little more wholesome. But
yeah,
Carrie,
that
yeah, Carrie. She also Carrie was very open about like her mental illness and her drug abuse.
Right.
But I do love that about a month ago she was on Ellen and she revealed this out of nowhere that she had banged Harrison Ford back in the Star Wars day when he was married, like they had an affair. And I was like, you go, Carrie Fisher. That's amazing.
Right?
He was hot.
Yeah.
He was hot.
Now he just looks like silly putty, but, you know.
So Sam, which celebrity from 2016 hit you the most?
You know, Prince was really sad. That really hit me. George Michael was a shock. That was really sad, too. So I'd say it's a toss-up between Prince and George Michael for me. I've been listening to George Michael Pandora for, like, days now.
So just to let you know, we opened up with George Michael's Faith, by the way.
Love it.
We did, yep. I've said this before that Careless Whisper was like my daily song for like 5 months in 2008 into 2009 for passive aggressive reasons. But nothing can beat that sexy sax. And I just learned that he wrote that song when he was 16.
Oh wow!
It's like shit. I didn't even have my driver's license at 16. Never mind, like writing a hit song.
Right?
Is Emmett? Oh, Emmett's on the podcast.
Yeah, he's talking away.
Is
perfect.
Emmett. So Bridget, what was the most for you? Like, what was the most traumatizing for you?
I can't really say that a lot of, like, any of them were traumatizing. Like, I will say that Carrie Fisher stung a little bit. Only because she was iconic.
Star Wars fan.
I am a Star Wars fan. She was iconic. But I feel like she was also one of the first, like, defiant actresses of Hollywood that was like, I'm not going to live up to your body standards. You just have to get over it. And she also gave positive messages to females and little girls saying, you know, you can be a warrior and a princess, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So I think the most shocking was Prince, though. And
yeah,
even
I agree with you. None of them really traumatized me, but
right, Alicia. What about you?
Nobody really.
Yeah,
the last celebrity that I was actually traumatized and cried for days was Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
yeah, that and Whitney killed me. I was a huge Whitney fan.
Yeah. I'm probably more sad about George Michael than I am about Prince.
Yeah.
But. You know what, Gene Wilder, but you know what, he was 80, so that doesn't surprise me. When people die in their 80s and 90s, yes, it's sad, but it can't be surprising. They're in their 80s and their 90s.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. I'd say you lived a pretty full life at that point, you know what I mean?
Right, right, exactly. So, I don't really know.
There was just a lot, and I think...
Maybe there's just a lot of celebrity death Well, you probably see everything that's happening around Betty White. Please don't take Betty White to the house.
People need to stop with talking about Betty White. 2016 can hear you.
I posted something about Betty White today because Tyler would absolutely be traumatized if something happened to Betty White. But I mean,
I love that.
Yeah, she's in her mid-90s now.
She's 95, and Stan Lee
Holy
is
shit.
94 today.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
I want to know how Keith Richards is still alive. That's what I want to know.
It's the preservatives from all the drugs.
Seriously.
I think it's all the drugs. It's still running through his veins.
It must be. It has to be.
It's got to be all those blood transfusions. At some point, he transfused with a vampire. I guarantee that.
I can see that. He has enough money. Jesus.
Right.
So, Sam, did you have any 2016 goals that you stuck to, or did you have any at all? Like, what did your going into 2016 look like?
So, I found out I was pregnant December 22nd of 2015. So, I guess going into 2016, I was hoping to carry out a healthy pregnancy, I guess.
Okay.
The best thing.
And you
I
did.
I didn't really have a resolution. But that was basically it, just making sure that, I didn't miscarry, I guess, or anything bad happen and all that, that jazz. That's about it. Saving money for him,
And he sounds alive and well. Granted, he's got a little cold, but, you're doing a great job, Mom.
Yeah, besides that, it's good. Woo!
You did it!
What about you, Bridget? Any goals that you did you make any this year? Or what did your 2016 look like?
So my 2016, my goals, I made some goals. I missed out on two of them. I did not get to hike a mountain, and I did not make it to Vermont.
Aww.
But yeah, I know. I mean, I tried really hard. 2016, the beginning of 2016 was kind of difficult for me because I'm not going to lie, I kind of refused the fact that I was here, that I lived here. And
which is where hashtag Summer Bridget came in.
Right. And it wasn't, and that's, we'll talk about that. That's one of my highlights. It wasn't until, Christy said, Summer Bridget, like I've just constantly been busy. I think this is, nope, I was going to say, this will be the first weekend. That's not true. No. I'm just going to be busy forever. That's just how it's going to work.
Okay, so just to let all of our, hold on, listeners know.
Uh-oh, what's happening?
Okay, Joey said, can I ask a question for Alicia and Lee's podcast? And then he said, if Princess Leia dying isn't a topic, you're fired. Well, Joey, as we've already talked about that, so...
Been there, done that.
So now he's actually typing again. So he's almost, it's almost like he's live with us right now.
Oh, God.
But anyway, I did not have any goals. I guess just staying alive in 2016.
Which has been a feat for
which
many.
I try not to go into the new year with quote unquote resolutions or, I'm going to do this. I'm going to change this about myself. Like as everyone usually does when we get to the topic later of 2017, that's a different story. But as for 2016, no, I didn't. I just, didn't want to.
You were going through some things at the beginning of 2016.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Put me right into therapy.
Because you were in secret mode for a long time.
Yes. I was in secret mode for half the year.
Yeah.
And then he says, also ask Bridget if she condones. He says I post passive aggressive memes instead of right. If you condone posting passive aggressive nemesis instead of rising above.
You got to speak English, Joey.
Not for nothing. He thinks I post passive-aggressive memes. I might have in the early of the year, but other than that, I don't anymore. I actually don't. Here's the funny part. I actually don't post that many memes. Dare all you motherfuckers to go back to my Facebook or my fucking Instagram, and I have maybe one a month. Some of these motherfuckers out there.
I wouldn't say you post a lot of memes at all.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam. Thank you.
I will say.
It's funny when you do, so whoever that is, whatever.
I will say there was a time in the, dare I say it, hashtag moonpie phase, there was a lot of memes happening. So, you know, I will say that the other day, you did post something about, like, the five best things about cuddling.
And that was an article. That was not a meme. That was an article. And not for nothing, I posted also a month ago, more than a month ago, about the three stages in your life of love. No one fucking said anything then. Now everybody wants to say five stages of fucking cuddling. Like, what the fuck? Catch me a break, will ya?
Wait. Because there was no hashtag Mr. E attached to that first post you talked about. So we all know who you're talking about.
I don't like to always tag. Like,
well, no, because you're not Facebook public about that. But I'm just saying that those
are. However, I am friends with Mr. E.
Those are, yeah.
On Facebook.
Because, by the way, one of the things you just posted about, he showed up on it. It's like, the five people that are always going to make you smile. I'm like, bitch, I'm not on there. Fuck your face.
Hey, it was not me. It's calculated.
Sorry, Emmett.
I didn't put it there. It's fucking calculated like that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, stop looking at your Facebook.
It's actually Joey. Joey was asking fucking questions. We're obviously having an Alicia Unleashed live 50 right now, right? If Joey popped up and asked stupid shit, then here we go. All
right.
Kevin is looking at the phone like he doesn't know what is going on.
Of course. He's like, what is going on right now?
He's like furrowing his brow like, what is going on?
What's the noises?
So, Sam, this is obviously a stupid question to ask you because I know what it's going to be, but did you overall have a good year, 2016?
I did. It was quite a surprising year. Overall, I had a great year.
All right. So, Bridget, what is... do you think you had a good year?
I think I had a great year. I mean, the beginning, January to May, was probably a little difficult. I was still fighting the urge and realization that I'm in Massachusetts and that, you know, being on the West Coast is not something that's going to happen for me right now. But, you know, Kevin Bacon gave me the hashtag Summer Bridget, and I've kind of lived up to it from there and just kept going. So I think I had a great year.
This is your fourth year going on, right? Not being in California, or when is it 4 years for you?
September 2017 will be 4 years.
Oh, okay. Wow. So you're still, it's still new for you.
Yeah.
That is. Like, this was your third, wow, I didn't realize that it's been really so new still.
It's still new. It's a new concept because even when I lived out there, I'd be like, oh, you know, my friend's back east. So, you know, it's always going to be a battle and a conflict. And I'm hoping in 2017 that someone comes into my life that will challenge my, like, challenge the fact that, you know, I always talk about I left my heart in San Francisco, and maybe they will change that whole thought.
Well, you do realize, Bridget, you have to put your heart out there for it to change, right? It just, things aren't just going to...
Christina,
thank you, Christina.
Help me on this, Christina. That's not fair. Don't gang up on me, the two of you. I'm still fragile. God.
So, Christina, do you think you had a good year overall?
I think it was a great year. But I really think it depends on what you focus on. I can focus on a bunch of crappy things that happen throughout the year. I can focus on some really wonderful things that happen throughout the year. So, in my opinion, 2016 was a great year. There were a lot of good things that happened for me, and I'm grateful for that. For
awesome.
Sure.
Yeah. I do think that's right. That, yeah, there's so much that you could focus on that wasn't good. But if you just take out the positive in your year, I think I had a great year. I had a great year of self-discovery, and as much pain as I went through this year, I actually had a lot of good come out of it. And I found myself again, and I found myself as an adult. So to me, that's amazing. So I'm really happy with the year that I had. And again, focusing on the great things that have happened, and you know, sometimes if you don't have those struggles, then you don't realize the type of person that you can become. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what, so Christina, what is your biggest takeaway from 2016?
That's a really good question. There's so many takeaways from this past year for me. I think the overall theme ended up being allowing myself to just get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Being uncomfortable is where you make, you know, some of your biggest strides, you learn your biggest lessons, you learn what you're capable of, kind of what you were just saying. Sometimes the difficult times are so uncomfortable and can be really disappointing sometimes, but they also bring you to that next place. So this year, with different things that happened in my life, I had to just accept that being uncomfortable was going to bring me to new heights. I know that kind of sounds corny, but...
No, but it makes sense.
I honestly can relate to that because, as you know... you know, with the whole going to that random paella party, I only knew the host or one of the hosts, and look how that turned out. I got like 3 new friends out of that whole thing, you know. And then even, you know, going to Stones all by myself, I finally took Alicia's challenge from February of 2016 and went and did that. That was very uncomfortable for... until I recognized someone, and that turned out to be awesome too. But it was just like, I think being uncomfortable, you don't know where, it's kind of like when you're working out, you know, you just don't know how far your body can actually go. And then when your body can go that far, you're like, wow, I totally underestimated myself. And I think that comes with like being out of the box, you know, and for me, it's like Gloucester being like seeing it through fresh eyes and new eyes, you know, and even though I'm so used to being in this box, like coming back from outside the box, you know, and getting myself uncomfortable in certain situations within the comfort zone it's huge.
So would that be one of your, so what was one of your biggest takeaways?
One of my biggest takeaways this year is, I mean, obviously, there was some crazy stuff that happened. You got to see certain people's true colors. And I think one of my takeaways was that, you know, us three, you know, we are grown-ass women. We can pick and choose who we want in our lives. And I think keeping people that are toxic or people that are negative, you know, they do say, like a lot of people will say, surround yourself with people that are going to inspire you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like having people with that kind of toxic behavior, even if it was unbeknownst to you beforehand, being able to say, I'm cool with you not being in my life. Like, no skin off my back. You are not bringing me down, kind of thing. And I think that this year was one of the first years I recognized the toxicity and... started removing people and was like, I'm a grown adult. We can agree to disagree or we can disagree to disagree. But, you know, you go your way, I'll go my way. If we're not going to have an open discussion about my point of view and your point of view, then we're never going to see eye to eye. And I'm not sorry.
Right. Absolutely. My biggest takeaway from this year would be all the different people that I met in 2016. And I took away something from each experience that I met from that person. So I dated a lot this year. And I didn't take away anything negative from if I met that person for 5 minutes or if I met with that person for an hour or 2 days or whatever. I took something away from each one of those people. So it helped me figure out what do I want, what don't I want, what can I tolerate, what do I have patience for, and it helped me grow as a person. Again, I've done a lot of growing, but I think I've taken away from each person that I've met this year. So I think that was something that was really great, and really just tried to see all the positive that, you know, in my life this year. So. That was fun. So I had, that was, that, yeah. So I think I'm just, this year has been pretty great. I think.
Awesome.
I think it has. So, Christina, did anything unexpected happen to you this year? Like, any event or anything unexpected for you?
You know, nothing in a negative way, but I would say I unexpectedly took part in a meetup in Austin, Texas. This was out of the blue.
I remember this.
I call him a motivational speaker, Jesse Elder. I unexpectedly ended up at a meetup at his mansion with a bunch of other like-minded, positive, driven people, and I would say that was probably the most unexpected thing I did in 2016, but it didn't really happen to me. It wasn't like, you know, a negative surprise.
Well, it doesn't have to be negative. Yeah, it doesn't have to be negative. Anything unexpected, it can be a great unexpected thing. So.
And who would have thought 2 months later, unexpectedly, you drove me into Boston to meet this man, and I met, like, a bunch of people, and we had one of the most amazing nights. It was hilarious.
It was incredible. He's a really great great force, I would say, for the average person.
Yeah. Now, I have a quick question for you. I don't know if this is going to come off as confidence or cockiness or stuff. So does that mean that you expected to finish the Blackburn Challenge?
Oh, that is a really good question. I expected to try it again. Mm-hmm. So I tried it last year and had a kind of bad luck with the weather. It was terrible conditions, and I had to quit midway through the race. And this year, I really just said to myself, you got to do it again. Whether you finish, whether you don't, you can't just let that be the way you end your feelings or the goal of trying to attempt the Blackburn. So I did it again this year, and I finished. So did I expect to finish? I had really hoped to finish, but I probably didn't expect it. So that's another unexpected thing that happened this year.
That's pretty amazing.
I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you.
What was the time that you finished the Blackburn Challenge?
Say that again?
What was the time and what you finished?
Oh, it took 5 hours and 21 minutes.
And you were the only female to complete, correct?
That's right.
And you were first place, so you just took all the awards.
Wow, that's just so amazing. Right. That's awesome.
Technically first place, but I'm sure if there were other females, it would have been a little different.
Yeah, but no one had a cheering squad quite like you did.
Nope, that is the truth.
No one had a drunk cheering squad from spot to spot. We were some fools.
Well, that's a huge... huge thing in 2016. Do you plan on doing it again in 2017?
Yeah, I'd like to do it again, but I will wait until the day or two before the race and make a decision based on the weather. I won't put myself through what happened in 2015 again. That was terrifying. Freezing, and there was waves and wind, and it was very bad. So I won't do that again if that's how the weather is.
I'm thinking this year we might... like, we might just pull together and just get a boat, and we'll just follow you out on the ocean. I mean,
just don't make any waves.
I'll probably train to ride a bike like the rest of them this year. Who knows? Maybe that'll be a goal.
So, Bridget, do you have anything that was unexpected for you this year?
I have a lot of things. Like, hashtag Summer of Bridget was very unexpected. Like, when Chris...
That in itself. Just that, that whole... in just itself. That whole... aha moment of that was unexpected.
I think, like, when Christy joked about it, I was like, oh, that's like a challenge. I'm going to take that on. And I think what was really unexpected was how happy I had become, right, like experiencing everything, you know, right before that even started. I remember I had planned a tribute to Christina's mother on, like, one of the worst, shittiest, like, spring days, or, like, almost summer days, and she almost foiled my whole plan, because, and I was like, get out of the goddamn car, like, I am out here with your friends, hiding in bushes, get out of your car. She's like, you know, and so that kind of started the ball rolling, and then I think with the Blackburn Challenge, and, like, Fiesta, and... I mean, just so many things throughout the summer. And it just keeps going.
She had, like, a lot of unexpected things this year.
Yeah, and it just blended right into, I mean, to, like, today and tomorrow. Like, I'm right.
Keep going.
I'm just keep filling things up, you know? And it's like...
You've been very busy.
I've been very busy.
You've been busy.
Yes, you have.
You know, I don't know if I can squeeze another thing in there, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I like my busy schedule. I'd be very sad. I'd be like... Want to watch Netflix? No, I want to go do things. But
so there you go. You don't have to sit and watch Netflix. You can go do things.
That's a whole other struggle. That is a different challenge. I'm not really prepared for on 12/30 2016. Talk to me on January 15th, 2017, and we'll...
All right, that's only 2 weeks. We'll do it.
I know. Listen, I don't make resolutions and goals the same time as the rest of the country because my birthday happens in the middle of the month.
Right.
So that's when I start my new year.
Right.
So.
Which technically is still in the new year.
Right? Technically, but, you know, for me mentally... I have until the new age, you know?
The new age.
Yeah, right.
So one of my, well, my biggest unexpected for me was to fall in love again. So that was...
Did you just drop the L?
I did.
Oh! I think she did.
Oh my God.
So that was incredibly unexpected for me, considering I thought I would never see that again.
Wait, is it with someone that, like, is current or someone throughout this past year?
He's current.
Ooh, does he know this?
Yes.
Oh!
I would hope so.
Wait, have you dropped the L with him?
Yes.
Has he dropped the L with you?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
When do I get to meet him?
You kind of met him on Snapchat count?
Snapchat does not count.
So at least you've seen him. You know what he looks like.
Yeah, he's talked to me through the phone.
He follows Alicia Unleashed. He has been...
The biggest secret listener.
Biggest secret listener.
Besides Joey.
And he's now in episode 27 because he's going through everything from the beginning, but he loves B-side and he loves getting on Snapchat and saying B-side. So for all intents and purposes, for the podcast, his name is Mr. E.
Mystery.
Mystery. Yeah.
I want a mystery in 2017.
Got it.
I mean, not a Mr. E, but a mystery. Because, you know, I love to play detective.
So, Christina, are you planning to change any of your outlooks this year or any of your goals based on 2016? Or are you just going to go through into the next year with the same, you know, kind of chucking along? Or do you think you would change anything?
I'm going to stick with that, getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. I think
that's a good one.
It's really a great way to, it's a great way to expose yourself to new things, like Bridget was doing this past year, and people really don't care what you're doing. You know, I think getting uncomfortable half the time is you're worried about what other people are going to think.
Right.
Well, if I cut my hair, am I still going to look cute? And if I go to Stones by myself, are people going to think I'm stupid because I'm by myself?
No, they're just going to think you're single and lonely.
Nobody cares about you, right? Nobody cares. They're too busy worrying about
themselves. No one cares. It just, that's the bottom line. No one cares. It's about you and what you think and how you feel, and that's it.
It's true.
Yeah.
And we worry so much about that.
Right. So, Bridget, are you planning to change any of your outlooks or resolutions based on this past year?
Yeah, I think so. I think going off of what Christina said, you know, it's, you know, because I have actually said those words to her that, you know, listen, no one cares what, and I don't mean like no one gives a rat's ass about your life, but no one's really caring about your outfit besides you. You are your own worst enemy inside.
Right.
You are looking at the mirror completely different than anyone else is seeing you.
Right.
You know, and I think I'm still working through that mentality, through that thought process, meaning, like, I still have to recognize the words that I say. You both this year have been very, very, you very well know my words of advice to you and my confidence boosting to you guys. I just don't know how to do it to myself.
And that's usually how people are. They can give advice to everybody else, but they can't take it themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not planning. Well, I mean, my 2016, when I went into it, was completely different than what I'm going into it this year. And I think every year I just want to go into the year trying to make it a good one. So I don't think anything has really changed. I mean, based on my experiences, like, I've had a lot of major changes in my life this year. I think it was one of the most life-changing years I've ever had in my life. So, I mean, I guess I'm just coming out of it with being more positive, really. So, yeah. I mean, I've left all my demons behind in 2016. I've really grown. So, that's what I'm doing going forward. So, that's that. So, before we get into, like, the 2017 kind of things, Christina, you went to a women's conference, which... This is awesome and amazing, and I really wish I could have the experience to go to a women's conference, because it probably was so inspiring and empowering. This is where Joey's probably going to turn it off the podcast. But
that's fine.
So Christina, can you tell me what the conference was, and then, you know, what your biggest takeaways were from it?
Absolutely. So... little background, my company had picked a few women to go to this conference, and they paid for us to go, which was awesome. And there were a ton of really great female speakers. There were some breakout sessions, all really centered around advancing your career, or really having an impact on your life inside and outside of the office, we'll say. But when it comes to building a successful career, there was five key takeaways I took from some of these female leaders. There were some really cool people that came in. Sarah Blakely. Have you heard of Sarah Blakely? She's the woman that started Spanx.
Yes, yep.
She spoke. She is so cool. She's just like a normal woman, even though she is the youngest self-made female billionaire.
Right.
Spanx. So she spoke. And there were a number of other leading ladies, I would say. But for the top five takeaways as far as building and advancing your career, especially as we go into the new year, the first one I had written about was authenticity and really how being yourself is your competitive advantage. There's nobody out there like you. So be yourself. Don't try to be someone else or fit yourself into a cookie cutter mold of some job you want or some advancement in your career that you want. Just be yourself and know your audience, obviously. Know when to tone it down and when to go full throttle. So that was number one. The other one is the importance of setting goals and knowing your goals, believing in your goals. And when people ask you about your goals, you should be able to articulate that in a brief 90-second blurb. What are your goals? What are you working towards? And when you can do that, you're that much closer to achieving that because you know what you want. And number three was, I thought this was a really a great one, which was be known. So one of the women at one of the breakout sessions was talking about the importance of networking and building relationships with the people at your organization or where you want to be working. So network, network, network. Put yourself out there and make sure people know your name and know who you are. So when something comes up, an opportunity comes up, they're going to think about you. They know who you are, what type of person you are.
Right.
And then number four was build your brand. So I had sat in on a breakout session about LinkedIn and how you can tailor your LinkedIn to really make you a product. You are a product when you're on LinkedIn or when you're on social media. So being aware of how you're presenting yourself on social media and where you can polish things up and sort of help yourself along with your public profiles. And then finally, Nina Tassler, who was an American executive, and she's an author, a TV executive and an author, talked about being an activist. Now, we don't have to be standing down in the front of, you know, the state house with signs and, you know, picketing and all that kind of stuff. You can forward an email that really means something to you, to somebody else. Sign a petition. Donate. And one thing she said was support your print journalist. But if you can't do any of those things, one way to be an activist really is just to be a kinder person. Spread kindness. It's the simplest way to make an impact around you. So that's an easy way to be an activist. So those were overall the top five takeaways I took from the conference. But it comes every year, comes around every year in December. It's in Boston at the Seaport Convention Center, and I would highly recommend it for anybody looking to kind of take their lives to the next level, for sure.
Those are awesome. Those top five takeaways were pretty amazing. And I know that I've done a couple ongoing. You know, knowing my audience and being myself is something that I've definitely done. I'm in pretty much my field is predominantly women. And I am not always, I guess I would say this very carefully. I'm more upfront and more so than other women. I think maybe other women sometimes hold back a little bit, even though I have others.
You're right.
Yeah, I think there's other strong personalities out there in my field, but strong personality can also come across as being a bitch. So I'm in a predominant field with all female. My strong personality and my knowledge, and I know what I'm doing, and I, you know, it's like that can come across differently. So I do tailor a little bit, depending on who I talk to. I don't want to scare them. I kid around a lot, you know, but I don't want that to come across as I don't know what I'm saying. So sometimes it can be a fine line, when doing that. But yeah, no, those are awesome. Those are great, great takeaways. Do you plan on going next year?
I will definitely go next year. Even if my company doesn't send me, I'll save up the money and I'll go. It was so worth it. The motivation that I felt after going to something like that, and just being in a room with 11,000 other women. There were 11,000 women there.
That's very powerful.
And there were guys too, but it was really geared towards women. So lots of successful females, lots of small business owners, obviously Sarah Blakely, some amazing other, you know, successful women. I thought it was great.
Well, keep me on your radar. I would love to go to that.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that that was definitely up my alley and I would definitely like to do.
2017 goal is to go see Andrew WK. You in?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Is a motivational speaker?
He's a hard rock rocker. He had one song called Party Hard that's played a lot. He's got other music, but if you follow him on social media, he just posts these random, like, one-liners. And some of them are very, like, sound for the day, like the way I'm feeling. He'll be like, hey, you know, it's cool that you're having a down day. Just party harder tomorrow. Like, kind of like, he is a motivational speaker. It's really fascinating. And Christine and I didn't end up going this year, but next year, if he comes back, we're going. So,
awesome.
He's the man. He's awesome. I love everything he has to say. And he's also funny. So he's not, you know, overly sunshine, daffodils, everything is lovely type of guy. He's
pretentious
funny,
or anything
he's
like
real.
That.
Yeah, yeah. He's great.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing those takeaways from that conference, because those are awesome. Amazing. I wrote them down.
Thank you.
Great. So, Christina, what are some of your hopes for 2017?
I hope 2017 is the best year of my life. I say that every year, but I really, really hope it is the best year of my life. As far as goals go, I am hoping to get into the nutrition field. I'm going to go to some classes on nutritional therapy and hopefully by the end of the year become a practitioner, something to do on the side. And also start a blog. But those are kind of just my personal goals for the year. Overall, I hope it's just a healthy, happy, great year.
So I can always hook you up with my sister. My sister started off as a nutritionist, and now she's getting her bachelor's in nursing. And now she's actually studying to be a yoga instructor right now. So she is very passionate about helping people with their diets. She loves helping people, especially that have different challenges, and she will tailor their diets to their challenges, either a hormone challenge or, you know, gluten-free, they need to be gluten-free, or they have, diverticulitis, or she's done rheumatoid arthritis. That's kind of like what she loves to do. So definitely I could hook you up with her. I think she would be a wealth of knowledge for you. And I think you could really pick her brain, and she's really into holistic healing and essential oils, and she's done her research. She's very intelligent, and she's something else.
I would love to meet up with her one of these days, so definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Absolutely. I'm actually spending New Year's with her tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're doing yoga together.
Yeah, we're going to go to the we're going to Treetops New Year's
Yoga.
I went with Bridget last year, which was very, I loved it. I thought it was great.
We're making it a tradition.
Yes. After two times, it's considered a tradition. So we're doing that, and then we're making vision boards.
Oh, I forgot your canvas. I'm so sorry. I'll bring it over.
And then we're making vision boards, and then she's gonna make a very healthy dinner. She's all about wanting to go into the new year, you know, healthy. So that's her thing. So yeah, definitely that'll be exciting. I'll definitely hook you up with her, and I'm sure you guys could talk for hours.
Very cool.
We're networking. Bridget, what are your hopes for 2017?
That the world doesn't like swallow itself and we end Earth. Besides that, I think, more life experiences, like going and having different kinds of uncomfortable but comfortable life experiences. I'm going to say that hashtag Summer of Bridget or Year of Bridget was nonetheless the randomest bunch of events I ever had, which made it just as exciting as when I was out west. Because it's like, is this really happening? Yeah, it is. All right, let's do this. I think maybe adulting a little bit more.
Ugh, who wants to be adult?
Well,
overrated.
When you have these kind of moments where you're like, woo, let's go randomly, like, follow a girl on a paddleboard throughout the entire North Shore and Cape Ann, you know, that kind of thing, that's all fine and good. But, like, then I have those kind of realities where I realize why I'm here in Massachusetts. And sometimes it freaks me out a little bit. Like, am I prepared if anything should happen? Am I this? Am I that? Kind of that. Christina and I have talked about doing a meetup for 2017 goals. And one of my goals is probably to be a little more financially sound. I downloaded an app last night that will actually drop random money into your savings account based on your spending.
What?
It was on a BuzzFeed list of things that will make you more adult in 2017.
Get out.
But I was like, I need this list.
This is amazing. So what is this app and what is it called?
It's called Digit, D-I-G-I-T.
Yeah.
And enter your bank information and it'll drop, based on your spending, it'll look at your bank account. And it'll drop money increments into a savings account.
Stop it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I read up on it a little bit last night on top of a good app for podcast recording. Ahem. So.
hence why everyone's wondering where the hell Sam went and how did Christina get on the phone.
2016 is back at it again. So there's that. Also, just kind of preparing for the year of the unicorn.
Is that your hashtag this year?
Yeah, hashtag year of the unicorn.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Year of the unicorn.
You know I've got the unicorn bracelet, right? thanks to Alicia.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Do you tell Christina what happened with that?
She was aware on Snapchat. Uh-huh, she was like, I cannot believe you. I was like, why is this a shock to any one of you? Any one of you. This is just how my life happens. But anyway, so that, and I'm going to kind of do what, you know, I took away from Jesse Elder during the summer, which was go live a great fucking life.
Right.
And not care. Like, I'm going to go into this not caring if other people care what I'm doing.
Right.
Or, you know, or what I'm wearing. I will say that my style game has definitely upped this year.
Yeah, you have great style.
Like, random, too, because I was the...
I do.
I was terrible. I can style everybody else but myself. I'm wearing silver jewelry with a gold necklace. Let's talk about
this. Doesn't matter. Silver and gold is in, man. You could do
Joey's
silver
gonna be like, no, 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 fashionista not. no, no, no. I guarantee that. He's not listening, but I guarantee. So that's my thing. Hopefully I have more endless nights at like 11:30 at night listening to podcasts and looking at apps to help me in my new year and not going on my dating website whatsoever because I still haven't done that.
So yeah, this is going to be one of your new apps is, nope. You going to do the Tinder?
No.
You know, no Tinder?
I just...
You gonna do a dating app? Is that going to be one of your new apps?
Let's see what January brings me. Because remember last year where something just dropped right at, like, randomly right there? Because
of 2 Chainz?
2 Chainz!
That's true.
By the way, my rap name is 2 Chainz. check my Snap stories to figure that out. But yeah, there's that.
Awesome.
What about you, Alicia?
My hopes for 2017, stay alive. So, I don't know. I mean, I do. I'm doing my vision board tomorrow with my sister. I have a couple of books that I started on the Kindle that I'm AKA borrowing, I guess, at this point, but hooked up to my own Amazon from Bridget. I have 2 books that I have still not finished that I really... want to
listen
finish.
I have 4 books that are started in like maybe 4% and I've got 3 physical books like I'm halfway through
but they're too motivational but one's motivational, the other one is called Forgive for Good by Fred Lessig, I believe, and he has a lot of self-help books, and so I really want to finish those, and then I have some things around the house that I want to do and finish going into, so I just hope to probably, you know what, I hope to wrap up things in 2017 that I didn't do in 2016. I did a lot of things and I would move on to the next without finishing it. So I think my hope for 2017 is to finish what I started. Yeah, finish what I started.
Finish the unfinished.
Finish the unfinished.
I like it.
Could that be my new, that's a long hashtag.
That's a very long hashtag.
That's a very long hashtag. That is very long hashtag. So, Christina, we're going to wrap it up with this, but what is one message that you would give to our listeners to go into 2017 with? We will be posting this on New Year's Eve at 3 p.m., so I know that that's what everyone can't wait to do is listen to my podcast on New Year's Eve.
Right before we go to yoga?
Right before we go to yoga. This is going to be amazing. So, but what would be one message that you would give our listeners?
Get uncomfortable. Put yourself out there. Nobody cares if you look dumb, if you think you look dumb. Just get uncomfortable. Expand your horizons and see where it will take you. That's what I would say. Mm. Definitely get uncomfortable.
I think we just found our title.
Get Uncomfortable?
Alicia Unleashed, Get Uncomfortable.
Perfect. I like
it. Love it, Christina. You just amazing. Awesome. Bridget, what's one message that you would give to listeners?
You know, try to be a better person mentally. I think a lot of people in town, and it could be my own internal anxiety projections, but I feel like a lot of people talk about a lot of different other people. It's like, oh, could you believe what she was wearing?
Well, small island mentality.
But it's everywhere. It's not just
that. I know. It's just worse and glossy.
I just feel like, you know, I think we need to be a lot kinder to each other. I think we need to take more risks and more chances with getting to know people that we think we've known all our lives, because there's a good chance we don't. Everyone has a story, whether or not they want to share it. If they share it, you might have some kind of bond over it. It's, you know, I think...
Everybody has a story.
I think everyone just needs, not necessarily like you guys all need to be kinder to each other. Just like, think about it. Is this ruining your day? Why is it bugging you what this person is actually doing? This person standing at Walgreens taking an extra minute because their chip doesn't read in the card reader. Why is that frustrating you? Is it because you showed up to Walgreens late and you're running out of time? Like, just kind of reevaluate why you're upset. I always like to think of when I go to post things and I'm like, oh, my coffee was weak today. Hashtag first world problems. There's shit going on throughout the world. You know, I kind of think about that stuff where you just think first world problems. It's like, right, no one really cares.
A ton of first world problems.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like whether or not you publicize it is a different thing. It's like
right.
if you recognize that that's what's happening, you're like, oh, why do I care that Dunkin' Donuts burned my coffee?
Right.
No one cares that Dunkin' Donuts burned my coffee. I just want a bitch. Another motivational speaker, Gary Vaynerchuk, had said this year that happy people are quiet people. The only people that you hear from
are
complainers. Are angry.
Well, happy people speak out too, but you are right. It's the people that, they bitch first.
Yeah.
They bitch first. Can I just...
You're going to go back to that because we've already gone through that.
Can I interject with that for a second? So I was in a meeting. I was in a quarterly business review just a month ago. And I was presenting, and one of my slides up was like six amazing things, and there was one thing below average. The person who spoke up, what do you think he started talking about? The one thing that was below average. And I wanted so bad to go into a teaching moment with him. He's an asshole, too. I can't stand him. I just wanted so bad to go into a teaching moment with him and say, always start with the good. Mm-hmm. Always start with, I hope your day is going well, and then go with whatever you need to. But always start with the good. Hey, see that, you know, we have six things. What do you think we could do about the one that's below average? Not... He literally looked at the screen and said, so, from looking at this chart, what do you think I see? And I felt like saying, asshole, you probably see the one thing that's below average because that's what people see. They see the negative first.
They focus on the negative versus the positive.
Exactly.
And I think that's what everyone's been doing with the fuck this 2016. It's like,
oh, I had fuck it. Listen, happy to say, my hashtag fuck it
tour's over?
2016.
Oh, call it a wraps on that.
Okay, I'm calling it a wraps. Hashtag fuck it tour 2016 is over.
Excellent. I like that.
So my message for our listeners in 2016 is just that. Always start with the positive first. Always ask someone how their day is going and then move on with their conversation. Always you say, hope all is well, move on with the conversation. If you're criticizing, if you're critiquing, whatever you want to call it, start with the positive first. Don't even put a but in there. Talk about the positive and go and then flow in to maybe something that can be changed. Don't be an asshole. Oh, that's a good one. Just don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So, Christina, thank you so much for joining us. And we thank Sam in the beginning. She had some really great things to say.
Because we still
as well.
Have some wrap up to do after we let Christina go. Because Christina's busy tonight.
Christina's busy. But Christina, I'll hook you up with my sister. Not in that way, but maybe put you together on a. You know, on a message or something and have at it. And I think you guys, you'll learn a lot from her. So thank you, Christina, for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. This is fun.
Yay. You'll be on again.
Tell Jolie I say hi. I'll see him soon.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye, guys.
Okay. Bye.
I love her. And she sounds so great coming through that phone.
Yeah. So for all of you, here's executive producer, B-side. For all of you that are like, wait, what the what? What happened?
How did he go from being drunk to sober?
And how did we go from Sam to Christina?
Yes. So we had some technical issues, a.k.a. Alicia. The other night, we wrapped up with a great podcast. Sam did phenomenal for the whole 56 minutes. Emmett had his 2 cents to share from time to time. And he... She said, it was fun. Thanks so much for inviting me. Hopefully, you'll have me back one of these days. Smiley face. Aw, look at her. She's so proactive. So anyway, as soon as we wrapped up and we played our closing song, Alicia stopped the recording, had to go help rescue a bunny in the hallway, and so apparently only 17 minutes recorded.
Almost 18 minutes. I don't even know how it stops at 18 minutes, because we saw... the whole thing, record all the way through.
Right. And then also, in between that, the time that that whole traumatic, dramatic, where is that file? By the time I had walked home, Debbie Reynolds had passed away.
Yeah.
So at the beginning of this podcast, if you're still listening, you heard us say that she was hospitalized. By this point, she has passed away.
The creator of this, our Red Solo Cup, passed today.
Yeah, there's also
been... I don't know his name, though.
There's been a few others that have passed away. It's just, you know, for me, and I've talked... We talked about this at the beginning. You know, celebrity deaths don't necessarily affect my entire life. But what it is it's your upbringing. If you were... It
comes a part of you.
If you were obsessed with Singing in the Rain, you know, she was Singing in the Rain. She was an ambassador to Nevada and Las Vegas. She was one of the first people I actually saw perform at the Boston Pops concert.
Awesome.
You know, and I totally forgot all about that until I was going through something and
She did an amazing job of Will and Grace all those years.
Yeah, and she was not in Halloween Town. So for all you people that are thinking she's Debbie Ryan, it's Debbie Reynolds, not Debbie Ryan, who was in Halloween Town. Debbie Ryan is very much alive. Yes, we're still here.
No, which... I think you're wrong on that one.
Nope, I'm not.
Debbie Ryan is a Disney star who, like, no, you're wrong.
She's on Halloween Town, not Debbie Reynolds. Debbie Reynolds was...
I'm Googling this because you're so wrong.
Oh, well, I guess we will...
Okay.
Figure this out.
So, on this point, I'm going to pull...
It's Debbie Reynolds, thank you very much. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. You should check BuzzFeed, because, you know, in Twitter.
Oh, we have a Debbie versus Debbie off. All right, well, thank you. What?
I'm going to need you to hold this, because I'm in charge of the computer. Durr.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So weird. It's a weird concept.
It's like... All right. Thank you for listening in 2016. Oh, what did I just do? Okay. All right. I'm trying not to. Thank you for listening in 2016 to all of our listeners from the beginning, to all of our closet listeners, and to all the people who say they unsubscribe but really listen. We love you.
Just because they don't like the emails.
We love you. B-side and Alicia Unleashed.
Peace out.
Out.
Deuces 2016.
See?